Dear listener, this is Prisca. You are welcome on to Reflection today. We are meditating on the book of Psalms 91 and Psalms 8. I'll begin with Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample them underfoot. Because you have set your love upon me, therefore I will deliver you. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalms 8. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Amen. Dear listener, we thank God for His word. Indeed, His word is power. His word is sharper. His word penetrates deeper and cuts asunder anything that is contrary to the will of God for our lives. As the Psalms said, I have chosen to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, under His shadow, and I hope it is the same desire for you. As we are beginning this new year, I trust that you will desire to cover yourself more deeper, put yourself under the cover of God through His word, that you may be protected, that you may be covered, that you may receive direction, because that is what the word of God does for us. I just want to say, God bless you as you meditate on His word. I just want to say, God bless you as you meditate on His word. Under His shadow of the Almighty God, may He cover you, shield you, and let only the goodness and His mercy follow you and follow me all throughout this year to eternity. The Lord bless you. This is Prisca. I have been reading from the book of New King James Bible for Psalms 91 and Psalms 8. Until next time, I would like to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. We hope you'll join us again soon in reflection. Bye-bye.